Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. And on the line with me is Warner Miller. He's one of the stars in the play Pullman Porter Blues that's happening down at Arena Stage. How are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good. I'm blessed as well. Listen, talk about this. I know it is the buzz of the city. I've heard others talking about it, and even you guys on television networks and everything on the news talking about Pullman Porter Blues. Tell us what the play is all about.
Well, the play is kind of what the title describes about the Pullman Porters, but specifically it centers around three generations of Pullman Porters, a grandfather, father, and a son. Mm-hmm. I play the son. Okay. And it takes place on the summer of June 1937, the evening that Joe Louis was to fight James Braddock, the Cinderella Man, for the World Championship. And they're on a Pullman Porter train going from Chicago to New Orleans. And it's basically, you know, a day in the life of these three men, you know, what these men are going through as a family, as three generations of black men in the segregated South and the segregated United States. Mm-hmm. And so that's a very broad description of it. But, you know, there's a lot of things that they encounter on the way, you know, romances from the past,
wow,
new romances, there are some interactions with conductors that kind of get heated on the train. So it's pretty lively. Plus there's blues music all throughout, played by a live band, headed up by the fabulous Issei Butler. So it's a good time. It's a good time.
It sounds like it. So you play the character of Cephas Hezekiah Sykes, third generation Pullman Porter.
You can't say that name without laughing.
No, right? Talk about your personal experience being a part of this production. What have you learned from it? And what has been the most fulfilling part about you playing this role?
Well, I have to admit to you, I had a very elementary understanding of the Pullman Porters,
mm-hmm,
and what they, you know, meant to not just, you know, African-American men, but to this country. So that was probably the single biggest thing that I learned about, you know, just the history of these men, mm-hmm, you know, how they really helped shape, if not introduced, you know, the African-American family to the middle class in this country, mm-hmm, back in that time. You know, they were the first to shape it. But, you know, aside from that, you know, as I mentioned before, the blues music, which I admittedly actually am a fan of, believe
mm-hmm
it or not,
mm-hmm,
but I definitely gained a even deeper appreciation for blues music. For the musicians and artists that, you know, essentially paved the way for, you know, the singers that you see today, you know, some of the most popular ones from, you know, Mariah Carey to Gladys Knight to Aretha Franklin and all in between, you know. So those are the two major things that I really, really appreciated and gained an even deeper understanding of. But also as an artist, you know, working with, you know, I'm probably one of the youngest members of this particular cast, and, you know, really learning from stage veterans like, you know, Issei Butler and Larry Marshall and the dynamic Clavant Derricks of Dreamgirls fame, you know, I mean, having the opportunity to work with these people on a daily basis has been, you know, irreplaceable.
I love that. I wanted to ask that because I know, you know, the history of Pullman Porter, it would be great to share with this generation of youth and young adult, to share with them their contribution to the world, you know, and to our
Absolutely.
Culture. And so I can't imagine the fulfillment that you're getting being a part of the play. So it's running down at the Arena Stage. It kicked off on November 23rd, and it's going until January the 6th. So you'll be here mm-hmm until January 6th. Talk about how the audience have been receptive since the beginning of the play coming here.
Well, I have to, I mean, this is not bragging because it's true, but, you know, we're kind of, you know, 100% withstanding ovations, you
awesome
know, so, you know, it has been received extremely well. Last night we opened to a, you know, a packed house, and after, you know, after party reception was, I mean, just full of, you know, people just singing the praises of the play, of the playwright, the music, of the actors. I mean, it's been extremely, extremely well received. And in a place like D.C., you know, which has such a, you know, theater savvy audience,
right?
You know, I mean, if something isn't right here, you know, I imagine that D.C. ain't going to give you the polite clap, you know.
Right.
They're gonna tell you something stinks. So, you know, the fact that they've, you know, embraced it, and not just embraced it, but, I mean, really, like, loved it and loved us has been, you know, I'm blown away.
So, I love it.
Great.
So again, it's running until January 6th. And of course, you can log on to arenastage.org to purchase your tickets and be a part. There are a few seats left. I'm looking at some of the dates and some of them are already sold out. So that's a great thing.
And I just say, if you're going to get a ticket, you know, please, you know, get it in advance, because what I've learned is that, you know, the tickets are going up, up, up as demand goes up, up, up. So, you know, please get those tickets as soon as you can.
Wonderful. Well, it's great talking to you, Warner. I got to get there, and hopefully I'll be able to hug you when I see you. All
please,
right?
Please. I want that.
All right. Have a great day. Right. Thanks for checking in.
You too. Thank you, sis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.